Let's get a reality check on our top story today. We were speaking to Premier Eby at the 4 o'clock hour. We also spoke to Michael Geller. We were looking at, of course, today's announcement on the permitting strategy for housing, which means BC will have a sort of cross-ministry team dedicated to prioritizing housing permits, which are currently handled by multiple ministries, where approval can take up to 2 years. This is supposed to speed up that process. This is an announcement made today by Premier Eby and his housing minister, Ravi Kalo. This is on top of last week's announcement when they announced a $500 million rental fund, which is to help nonprofits purchase older buildings, where they believe that in too many times those buildings are purchased by developers, particularly hedge funds, and which usually, or and certainly past history has shown, has led to long-term residents and renters being booted out. Joining me now is Richard Zussman, Global BC's legislative reporter who covered today's story and has been on this file for a long time. Richard, welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So walk me through your thoughts as you were hearing and listening to Premier Eby today. Do you think this is going to sell well to the public and I think overall to the development industry?
I do, and I think this really sets up the next step. I think when you look at provincial permitting for homes, it covers a very small percentage of homes. They are largely those on provincial territory that need heritage upgrades, that have environmental issues, that need ordinances around roadways. It covers a very small part of the permitting process. But what it does do, it is establishes an expectation around speed, and it also sets up a framework with this new office they are establishing to help process permitting that very easily could be applied to municipalities who do not speed through permits as quickly as the province would like to see them do. And we knew all along that there would have to be some sort of tool that the premier utilized to push municipalities towards fast-tracking those permits. And it seems like this office establishing these sort of timelines could be that next step towards speeding up the process for municipalities who just aren't moving at the pace that the province would like to see.
Oh, we're speculating aloud. Would this be like an agency that would oversee municipalities in regards to permitting, which would be more bureaucratic, of course? We had 21 different municipalities in Lower Mainland. Do you see something like that, or do you think there's something else that's coming from the government?
So I spoke to a developer here today who said he sees this office potentially as a framework. They are hiring 42 people now to have the expertise to speed through these provincial permits. But buried in the press release was a line that the office could go up to more than 200 people. If the province is working at a fully staffed office, they could use the tools within that office. These people are already going to be there, Jazz, mm-hmm. to have expertise. And I don't think anybody disagrees that municipalities need to have a say in what sort of permitting is done in their communities. They need to have their own identity. And I spoke to a number of mayors across the province today about that. But within that own identity, there needs to be a way to allow them to process this more quickly than they currently are. And that's where the province could step in here and help provide that support. And there you're seeing, rather than a year, 2 years, 3 years delays for processing, we are again talking hypotheticals because the province provided no timelines today or how quickly they hope this will speed things up. But we would be talking, my best guess is, in months rather than years. And as we talk in months, we start seeing more housing come onto the market, be it, you know, 4-story, 6 stories, townhomes, multi-unit places where we can get higher density and get people moved in and start adjusting that affordability crunch and finding places for people to rent in it. And it ticks off the boxes of all those challenges that we're currently seeing around affordability in the housing market.
Can one person do this? He may be premier and he's got a government and the resources of government. But can they turn it around where it is actually having an impact on a free market in just one term? And what, I mean, it took a long time for us to get here. This was some of it's municipal, some of it is provincial. It's, I would go back to even the days of Jean Chrétien and Paul Martin getting out of the affordable housing business and cooperatives back to the 1990s when they're trying to eliminate the deficit and that war that they had declared at that time. That was the government's priority. I mean, this is something that we've built in for a long time. It took a long time for us to mess it up this bad. What makes anybody think that one premier and his government can turn it around that quickly?
Yeah, and one person can't do it, Jazz, but there is a will out there. You know, you heard from people throughout the municipal elections, the number one issue for most people is housing and housing affordability. You hear through the federal election cycle, through the provincial cycle, there was a will from the people to start seeing this issue addressed. And it will take not one person, not Premier David Eby, not his housing minister, Ravi Kalyan, but the force of the mayors across Metro Vancouver, the force of developers, the force of nonprofits, of these organizations to start utilizing the tools that are being put in place by the province to then implement strategies to have more properties built. The reality is in Metro Vancouver, there's not a lot of land. We are defined by the ocean and the mountains, and there are restrictions in place in a place where so many people want to live because of the weather, because of the opportunities. But beyond all of that, there are best practices that can be seen in other places in the world to help hit those targets. And we're starting to see slowly the province implementing some of those best practices around dealing with issues like permitting, dealing in part with issues like nonprofits operating some housing units while also ensuring the private sector still have a prominent role to play here as well. The developer I spoke to today, I come back to this, because he talked to me today about the process you go through getting one of these things approved and the number of layers that you have to go through, going through zoning, consultation with city staff, getting it approved by a city, then by a council. And then you need to take the next step to find people to actually build the home. And then you put the home on the market and then it sells. There are so many steps in this that other jurisdictions have figured out ways to do more quickly, more rapidly, more efficiently, more effectively. And British Columbia is starting to learn from that. And yes, it's not one person, but with the right will and a premier who's clearly dedicated to giving developers and nonprofits the tools, maybe we can make a dent in this, you know, once in a generation crisis that we've been experiencing in this province.
Final question to you. The premier and the government have a $5.7 billion surplus. It's a one-time surplus. They've announced a $500 million rental fund. Any sense of where the rest of this money will go and how it will be spent? I know it's a tough one to answer, but are you getting any sort of hints as to what they're thinking?
So part of it is going to be more for housing. I think we'll start seeing that laid out. One of the things we know is it's not going directly back to British Columbians. Instead, it's going to be spent on that priority. We know that there's going to be money spent on public safety and policing. We know that there's going to be money potentially spent on forestry. And that's something that we're going to see tomorrow in Prince George when the premier's there. So there will be things here, Jazz, but the priorities are clear. Affordability, housing, public safety, healthcare. I would expect a huge bulk of that money to go to those big issues.
Richard, thanks for your time today, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. Thanks, Jazz.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.